Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Cattle Market Watcher Daryl Peel. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
Smith's Gold is an OSU product developed out of the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, a later pull-off, and even better baking quality, as affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has improved resistance to stripe rust throughout the growing season. It also provides desirable flavor in whole wheat products. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Grazin Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says the spring's cattle market, especially for our slaughter cattle and our wholesale box beef trade, did peak a few weeks ago, but since that time, we've seen something of a seasonal downturn.
Now, we did put in our peak in April. We're moving past that now, and we expect to see this a little bit. We had a nice strength in April, actually kind of a secondary peak in April that was really the result of the tail end of the weather effects in the fed cattle market. Combined with the first round of summer buying for Memorial Day really happens in mid to late April. That's past us now. We've still had some wet, sloppy weather, which I think is probably impacting outdoor activities. So we're kind of in a little bit of a lull. We'll probably see it pick back up a little bit, at least in terms of the overall demand as we get into late May, mid to late May. Then we'll be buying for the 4th of July weekend, and so that should stabilize things a little bit and probably slow down this slide that we've seen in fed cattle prices.
Now, in the last few days, Daryl, it seems like we've had a bit of stability, if you want to call it that, in our slaughter cattle market, as well as wholesale box beef trade.
I think that's right. It's more of a stabilization of both the box beef and the fed cattle market as we go forward. Typically, the fed cattle price, at least seasonally, usually actually kind of works its way slowly lower, kind of sideways through the heat of the summer, and then bottoms about late August or Labor Day weekend. So we're more or less on track to do that. It's been a little more dramatic with the initial slide here the last couple weeks, but I think it's mostly seasonal in nature.
Now, as far as our feeder and stocker markets are concerned, Daryl, I know that we've had something of a downturn in recent weeks, but really last week, not too bad.
The feeder cattle market, really took a pretty serious hit, and certainly the futures markets over the last two and a half weeks, there was a fairly significant adjustment. We've been talking for some time that those futures prices for feeder cattle in particular were significantly higher than the cash market and the cash market fundamentals might suggest. So we did see a correction there, but that had an impact then on cash markets. That said, at least in Oklahoma this last week, we saw a little bit of rebound in that. I think we're getting some of the mud cleared up, and there's probably a little residual summer demand. We've got excellent forage conditions coming at us, but it's been a little slow to develop because of the cool, wet weather. So, and on the other side, the feedlots appear to have moved out significant numbers of cattle, kind of cleaning up from the residual weather effects, and so there's some pretty good demand for reloading those feedlots, if you will, for the heavyweight feeder cattle.
So on these feeder markets, our stocker cattle, our yearling market, what do you see here in the days ahead? Or we have stability? Or what?
Yeah, you can look at two different halves of that market. The lightweight calves typically kind of slide in the second half of the year. We're past the seasonal peak, so sideways to, and then, of course, lower in the fall. The big feeder cattle generally grind their way to a seasonal peak in about July and August. And so, I think we'll probably do that, call it sideways to slightly higher as we move, through the second quarter and get towards the third quarter.
Extension livestock market economist at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.